Here's a fun postal fact. Yep, the inside of our mailbox is under federal jurisdiction. So if you broke my right thumb, that's the Pasadena City Police. But if you broke my left thumb, that's the FBI.
If I'm going to jail, I'm killing him, not breaking his thumb.
Oh, I got a letter from my meemaw. Smell this.
What is that?
Roses, Ben Gay, and Dr. Scholl's foot powder.
Yep, Grandma by Calvin Klein. You know, the last time I got a handwritten letter was from someone who told me I park like a blind person.
That someone has a name.
Thank you. Oh, meemaw got a new set of teeth. Oh, but then she found her old ones. Oh, so now the new ones are just gonna be her church teeth.
Fun, like your Comic-Con Spock ears and your Around the House Spock ears.
I park fine.
Oh my goodness, she's coming to visit.
Oh, it'll be nice to finally meet her.
Oh, you are going to love her. She is the kindest, sweetest woman you'll ever meet. Yeah, unless you're a gopher digging up her vegetable garden. In that case, you can expect to have your head bashed in with a shovel.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
That's not her. That's not her. That's not her. That's not her.
They're at the airport.
That's not her. That's not her. That's not her. That's not her.
Really? The old Asian man is not your meemaw?
And that's not helpful. You know, I got her an iPhone for Christmas. I'll see where she is.
It's nice. Most people her age don't embrace technology.
Oh, she doesn't even know she has it. Now, I had my sister slip it in her bag so that I can track her like a sea turtle.
Same as when we lost you at the zoo.
For the 100th time, I smelled kettle corn and couldn't find the cart.
Still doesn't explain how you ended up on the freeway divider.
Moon pie!
Meemaw, I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you too.
Oh, you got even smaller. I love it. Meemaw, this is Leonard. Leonard, this is my meemaw.
Hi, so nice to finally meet you. Let me take this for you, meemaw.
Thank you.
No, you call her Constance. I call her meemaw. You have your own meemaw. Not my fault she died when you were four.
Is that nice to say to your friend?
It isn't, meemaw. Sorry, Leonard.
Can you please live with us forever?
That's ridiculous. If you had a superpower and spent your whole life being told to suppress it, when you finally decide to embrace that power, why hide in isolation?
I'm sorry, and how much money did your version of Frozen make?
I'm just saying, instead of Let It Go, she should really sing Look at Me Hiding in a Freezer Like a Dove Bar.
She built an ice castle, made a snow monster, and gave herself a complete makeover in one day. You know what I saw you do today? Eat a block of cream cheese straight from the foil and lie about it to your wife.
Sorry for eavesdropping, but did you know they actually had the song Let It Go in place before they finalized the story?
Yeah, that's true. In fact, they liked the song so much, they retooled the whole script around it.
Which is probably why the movie sucks.
Here we are talking about Frozen, and yet you got burned.
I'm so sorry. How can you not like that movie?
I just think it gets more credit than it deserves.
Oh, that's what I said an hour ago.
Wow. You've been talking about Frozen for an hour?
You should have seen us after The Good Dinosaur.
It was a classic Western set in the post-Jurassic period, and it changed my life.
Are you comfortable?
Very. It's nice to rest after 800 flights of stairs.
You are so cute, huffing and puffing. There's Amy. I just know you're gonna hit it off. You both have the same fashion sense. Hello, come in, say hi to my meemaw.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How was your trip?
Wonderful, and the pilot did such a good job, I gave him a butterscotch.
That's great, and look at you, sitting in Sheldon's spot. You know, I don't even get to sit there.
Yeah, and you never will. Whoa. Ask her to do the tissue thing. Do it. Ask her.
Can I have a tissue?
Of course.
She pulls it out of her sleeve.
Isn't that the best? She's like Grandma Spider-Man.
He's been saying that since he was little. I still don't know what it means.
Well, you just sit down and get to know each other. I'll get your room ready.
Oh, now, don't you go looking through my suitcase for presents.
If I did, would I find any?
Maybe. But you also might find my brassieres and bloomers.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Well, this is so nice. He's so excited to have
you
here.
Okay, now let you and me get something straight. He may think that I came to bake him cookies, but the real reason is to size you up.
Size me up?
Sheldon's mother may be okay with you, but I'm not so easy.
Well, I'm sure you'll like me once you get to know me.
Well, you better hope so.
A Texas special Cadillac Cathcart train set with authentic horn and bell. Thank you, Meemaw.
Oh, you're welcome, Moon Pie.
Amy, why don't you look excited? Well, you get to watch me play with this.
I see you're reading Saga.
Yeah, I hear it's pretty good.
It is. And not a lot of comics have a woman with wings breastfeeding a baby right on the cover.
I'll take your word for it.
You should. He's really looked. I'm Raj, by the way. This is Howard.
Hi.
Claire.
Well, I've never seen you here before, Claire.
It's my first time. I'm looking for inspiration for this movie I'm writing.
You're a screenwriter?
Well, screenwriter slash bartender slash a month away from living in my car.
Yeah, I get that. I'm a scientist slash party planner slash small dog enthusiast slash guy who probably should have stopped at scientist.
You're really a scientist?
Astrophysicist.
That's perfect. Do you think I could pick your brain for my movie sometime? It's animated sci-fi for kids.
Sure, I love animated movies.
He does, and he has the Lilo and Stitch collector plates to prove it.
Excuse me for wanting a little magic in my life.
Here's my number. Give me a call. We'll get together.
Yeah, great.
See ya.
Yeah, bye.
What are you doing? You have a girlfriend.
So?
So, how do you think she'd feel about you helping a beautiful girl with her screenplay?
I wouldn't say she's beautiful.
Really? You don't think she's attractive?
I do. I just wouldn't tell my girlfriend.
Constance, are you sure I can't pour you some wine?
Oh, no wine for me. Sheldon's bringing me my whiskey.
Here you go, Meemaw. I made it just how you like it. A lot in a glass.
Thank you, Moon Pie.
Curious, why do you call Sheldon Moon Pie?
Because he's so nummy-nummy.
She could just eat him up.
And I call her Meemaw because you would just look at her.
It's interesting that Leonard and Penny know about his nickname and you don't.
Oh, well, you know, now that I'm hearing it, it does sound familiar.
How could it? I never told you and you never bothered to ask.
Well, now I know. Yeah.
Penny, I understand you have a new job.
Yes, I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep. Oh,
it's so wonderful that you modern gals can have it all. A husband and a full-time career.
I have a relationship and a full-time career, too.
That doesn't bode well.
Why not? You just said it's okay for her to work.
Well, Leonard doesn't need as much tending to as Sheldon does. And as Moon Pie explained, Leonard's work is more of a hobby.
That's my best friend.
Yeah. Look, I get that you're protective of your grandson, but he's an adult now. Maybe I understand what he needs better than you do.
I appreciate your honesty, dear.
Thank you.
And here's some more honesty. I don't like you very much.
Well, maybe I don't like you either.
Well, no. You have to like each other. Well, we have a 4:30 reservation at Applebee's.
I think I should leave.
What? Why? Other than you two fighting, we're having such a good time.
The minute you left the room, your precious Mima started giving me a really hard time. I don't need this.
Let her go. And under no circumstance will you give her that engagement ring.
what ring?
Maybe we should give them some privacy.
Yeah. You go ahead. I'll catch up with you. You have an engagement ring?
Yes.
Penny, did you know about this? All right, let's go. When did you get an engagement ring?
Well, my mother gave it to me, and I had been thinking about giving it to you, but then we broke up.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Sheldon, will you please tell your grandmother to stay out of this?
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
Sheldon, tell this girl that my ring will never be on her finger.
You know, I'm going to opt out of that one, too.
You know, who said I even want to be engaged to him? And if I do, I don't need your hand-me-down.
All right. Let's remain calm and analyze this situation. You know, I realize that you've only known each other for less than a day, but is it possible this crankiness is because your cycles have synced?
You leave the room and let the grown-ups talk now.
Don't speak to him like he's a child.
Thank you. I'm going to go next door and play with Leonard.
Okay, so you met this girl, you exchanged numbers, and you're going to meet up with her.
Just to help her with a screenplay.
Oh, well, I guess that's not so bad.
You weren't there. He was really flirting.
Hey, it's not my fault if American women project their fantasies on foreigners with a kind of magical voice that grants wishes.
I'm sure it was harmless. People flirt, no big deal.
Really? So it's okay if I
flirt? You, I own your ass. The real question is, where are you with Emily?
It's hard to say. I think we're good, but things like this make me wonder if Emily's really the right person for me. I mean, did you guys ever have doubts about each other?
No, never.
Absolutely.
What?
Howie, you forget how much of our early dates involved you doing magic and me doing this.
She nods with a forced smile.
Fine. I had reservations about you, too.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Well, it doesn't matter now, because I love how things worked out.
Me too. And I think you're even more beautiful than this rose.
She gives him the nod.
Wow. You know, the last time I saw my grandma, the most exciting thing was watching the ash of her cigarette get longer and wondering if it was going to fall in her pudding.
Did it?
Yeah, right in there. She ate it and everything.
Leonard and Penny.
Come in.
Hey, what happened? Is Amy gone?
No. They asked me to leave so they could speak privately.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It was quite tense. So here's the million-dollar question. Who wants to pop over there and get my trains?
All right. I've made up my mind. I'm going to do the right thing, call this girl, and let her know that I'm in a relationship.
Okay, so far we've heard, made up my mind, I'm dumping Emily.
Made up my mind to date both of them by pretending to be twin brothers.
I made up my mind, I'll ask for a threesome, and if they say no, play it off as a joke.
I'm calling her. And the threesome didn't deserve the belly laugh it got.
You're right. It could totally happen.
Hello? Hi. Hi, yeah, it's Raj. Rajesh, we met at the comic book store.
Hey, what's up? Figure out what time you're free?
Actually, that's why I'm calling. I need to let you know that I have a girlfriend.
Okay, good for you.
Well, no, I didn't want to mislead you after you asked me out.
I didn't ask you out. I just need help with my screenplay.
Wait, are you saying that we didn't have a vibe?
Why do you care if we have a vibe? You have a girlfriend.
Come on, I just told you had a girlfriend. The least you can do is tell me if you had a vibe.
Sure, we had a vibe.
I knew it. Okay, we did have a vibe. This is exciting. What's my next move?
You still have a girlfriend.
Right, good catch. Anyway, so I'm sorry to waste your time, and good luck with your screenplay.
Hang on. We're both adults. We can still get together without it meaning anything.
Not me. Ever since you admitted we had a vibe, I've been planning our wedding.
Look, it's just coffee. I'll ask you some questions about science, and if you propose, I promise to say no.
Okay. Well, that hurts a little, but okay.
Great. I'll text you.
Bye. All right. So, we're meeting for coffee, like two adults. Everybody's happy. Easy peasy.
Are you going to tell Emily?
Yeah, of course. We have no secrets.
When are you going to tell Emily?
He lied about the cream cheese. He ate the whole thing. I saw him.
Look, I know you think I'm not right for Sheldon, but trust me, I'm his best shot. You have no idea how much I put up with.
I know more than you think I do.
Really? You know what it's like to have date night ruined because Google changed their font?
Young lady, if you think I don't know what it's like to live with a stubborn, egotistical man, then you're wrong. Because that was my husband.
Really?
There were days I wanted to fill his pockets with corn and toss him in the pig pen.
Well, if you understand, then why are you giving me such a hard time?
Because when you broke up with Sheldon, it hurt him deeply. And I don't want to see that happen again.
Hi, sorry. Sheldon would like to say something to you.
No, I wouldn't.
Just get in here.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Meemaw, I'm sorry, but I have to defend my girlfriend to you.
Oh, Sheldon, thank you.
Oh, great. Now you're going to get emotional.
He gets Amy a tissue from Meemaw's sleeve.
I always looked up to you and Pop-Pop. Now, I know what a challenging man he could be, but I saw you stand by him and make him into a better person.
I did.
Yeah, well, that is exactly what I've been doing the last 5 years with this little work in progress.
He never disappoints, does he?
I think what Sheldon means to say is we've both grown together. Isn't that right?
Well...
Yes.
Yes.
Fine. If you feel so strongly, I won't stand in your way.
Thank you.
So if he wanted to give me that engagement ring, we would have your blessing?
I suppose.
Beaming, Amy strokes his shoulder.
I just gave you my virginity, woman. Cool your jets.
Yeah, see, if you just change the story to the destruction of a galaxy, then a supermassive black hole could work.
This is great. Thank you so much. Just gotta figure out a way for everyone to die that isn't too scary for children.
And that's how Mommy and Daddy met.
Hey, did you ever tell Emily about us?
I will!